Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on the air right now? Man, dang, we should have got something to eat and drink first. I should have, Oh, yeah. The following is suitable for all audiences. So please, tell all audiences about this. You're listening to Seeing the Change for the Past, Being the Change for the Future, here with Organic OK and co-host, well, guest, Dude Talk. It's 9 o'clock on the dot. No, I'm just kidding. It's 6. It's 6 sharp. It's 6 o'clock. All right. Go ahead. So go ahead.
It seemed like you were spinning at 9. And what happened was the 9 started looking like a 6, and that 6 started looking like a 9. You know, so.
I think I have dyslexia. You know, Henry Winkler was basically almost middle-aged when he was diagnosed. Maybe I got the bug. Dang. That's a scary thought, isn't it? I mean, it's terrible when someone goes their whole life not knowing when they have some affliction, but imagine when they find out when they're like my age, you know? I had a learning disability when I was... Ish. Okay, anyway, seeing the change for the past, being the change for the future, we're trying to go up and invite you to basically pick up your garbage, pick up your waste. You know, give a hoot, don't pollute, all that jazz. Please, stop listening. Clean up this planet of ours. Because you know what, despite what science fiction has told you, I'm sorry, I'm hogging the mic. It's not like you're trying to get something in there. Go ahead.
Well, this is not... so much about clean up the trash on the streets. We have to clean the trash through our minds. Because what happens is sometimes people in minds come as fast as that, but they don't notice the trash on the streets because they're so distracted with the trash in their mind. Like, this show is about battered men, unbattered men, and how the actual process that we actually, you know, neglect. Guys that we actually, you know, have motives that we have overestimated and underdelivered. And that's what happened a lot of times with guys that they hear people talking so loud about helping. And so when they get the chance, they want to test that opportunity out on these people that have been telling them and helped them. But what happened is the people talking about their lives to them, and this is where they get to get this freedom of oppression, and they think that's a story. So they can come and pull out stuff and be conveniently there. But they didn't realize this person that they were talking to, you know, was going to utilize all the things that they have, and they didn't want that. They didn't want that to be used. They want to kind of keep it like monoburial. They want to keep it and store it, you know, and that's what it is. So, it's a component of being better than everybody across the board have had some type of experience with it, directly, non-direct, or hearing about it. And, you know, and this is the thing. Is it more about hearing the understanding about the experience, or is it more about the experience being free for those that's going through it, and them coming to life and hearing the message and being freed and inspired by the freedom and giving them solutions, or maybe the solutions have been spread through them. And that is something that, what's the purpose of talking about it with people that's not using it for the purpose of freeing that, but more just to hold it and hinder the actual experience, right? You know, you're saying, oh, man, you're just a party pooper. And that's the thing. Like, for one thing, and psychologically, you don't think that person deserves the actual freedom of having that to enjoy as they're going through all kinds of things that they might not be telling you. What do you think it is for them to get that experience and have it at the altitude and or the lower levels that they need for that to be for their life? What do? What's the message?
Well, the message I basically think is, it's not a new message. We all got to get better in every possible way. Now, I believe that natural order is basically we're supposed to, how do I put this, evolve just in every, I'm saying like some kind of special saying, but really, evolve. Everything's got to get better. Everything has to get better. Now, as tempting as it be to stay in a little, you know, put yourself in a little pigeonhole and say the rest of your life, you got to keep climbing and climbing and climbing and climbing.
What about those people that is in neutral? They don't realize they can push the next one and be in going forward, or they can go backwards, depending on which way they want to go. You don't know they're in neutral. And once you understand they're in neutral, and regardless of how they push, it's going to just sound loud, right? You're not going anywhere. And so that is important to understand those things. It doesn't matter so much where you went. It matters where the conditions that have connected to your freedom and disconnect you to the ability to enjoy the freedom. And that's important. Anybody that's suppressing you or any system that's, you know, pinning you in the space, if that system, every time you say something, it's like you bothering them, it's because they seeing how this, if this frees all the other people, then they have no system to operate under, and nobody would really, it's like going to an event and having sold out tickets. No one would be able to get in, and it'd be a lot of people that would be left out, and they wouldn't be able to enjoy a presence. It has that sense of, I got to put all this motion. It's not about, people don't necessarily see about what's going on in your life to free you. They utilize that to say what's going to happen in their life. They'll take over your freedom, hijack it, and say it's their freedom. And that's the thing. If you never get free, and people just taking over your freedom as this, you know, something that you're not supposed to have, that's going to be always the opposition that you're going to face when you got people that's not truly trying to give you freedom, not trying to give the actual space of clearance. Because freedom, every person should have freedom, right? And, you know, it's a thing. It's freedom in the state of mind, right?
Oh, yeah.
Why is it so complex when it comes to that component with people having freedom if it's just a state of mind? Why is it so complex for that to be transferable? Think about what it makes these movies, right? How many movies that have you seen, or movies that you just seen the titles that seem like something that a nightmare have been in a restraining order? A nightmare have to get a restraining order because it's so horrible. And you know it's something when people are going out their way, finding things to destroy you just for the purpose of just destroying you. What does that mean? Like, it's so many teenagers, young adults, and people in this, it's a system that's telling, hey, you're young, you don't know this, you don't know that. But they're testing these young people like experiments. So if it's not in their interest to have the quality and have the system services that they need in place, then it's more of this kind of, you know, oppression, because every teenager is not going through the same teenager system, right? Some people say, oh, you're adult. So they're taking advantage of the adult service of what that teenager may be able to offer them as they treat them that way. But in their mind, you know, they're not ready for this level yet. But they've been forcing something, and they may have the ability, but they're not ready yet, right? And it's regardless of how good they are at that level, they may not be ready for them, right? regardless of all the ability, right? Some people got ability beyond the actual levels that everybody else have. So it looks like they're ready, but they're not ready because at that ability, it takes more time for what they need, you know, and people don't look at those components, right? And some people look at, oh, how can I use this, you know, to, and this is the thing. How are we truly going to get to where we need to get to if all the younger people are being cross-contaminated? What does that mean? If a young person is cross-contaminated, what they're going to do is when you tell them something later on in life, once they get through this system, it's going to be so cross-contaminated for the experience you're going to have and the things that you actually related to with a young person. It's going to be so, not even just because they're going to be the error, but because of what they've been exposed to and what's inside of them, and that's going to be something totally different than a natural element of a young person's experience in life, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. I want to ask, okay, there are a lot of people out there asking, what's the first step? What is step one to seeing the change of the past and being the change for the future? What is that first step? And that is a good question. What is? Okay, well, I think the first step starts with you basically admitting that you want to make some real change. You just want to do the same thing as everybody else. You want to basically, you know, make real change. And the first change is starting with yourself. Save yourself. A step at a time. Okay, I guess I should continue with that because you're being suspiciously silent. All right. Listen, our show, our program, is honestly, there's so much batteredness. I mean, life is so hard. Society is cruel, but it's nothing like the way it is in a place where basically out in the wilderness and nature and all that. It seems so beautiful and peaceful, but it really is a war zone out there. But, of course, it's a war zone in our society, too, isn't it? Isn't it, isn't it, isn't it?
You know what? You changed it into a political uniform.
Political? No. That's not a question of political. I'm just making a statement. I'm just making a statement about life. This is philosophical, not political.
Well, this is kind of like a political uniform that doesn't fit everybody.
Fit where your political aspirations lie. I don't give a damn if you're an anarchist. This is all about making that first step, making that change from within.
So the change within, what is it within people have been spoiled? And all they can get from within is, you know, this smell that they don't want to clean because it got too nasty. What about those people that go to work and work hard and clean up and they come home and their house and everything around them nasty? What about those people that need help themselves? And because they're pieces of size out there, no one can help them. You know, do you know how many great people that died or been left by themselves because they have kept this kind of system around themselves where people that really could help them don't even know how to be, you know, that, you know, don't not even find it. You know, that's the most devastating thing in life, where people could help people, but it's so many oppositions to get to the people that they're helping, right? People that's not helping you, it's like it's so easy for them to get to you. You know, people that, you look at it, the average person has so many people that's not helping their lives, not helping their relationships, not helping they, you know, the intellect, you know, involvement. They're not helping you grow. All they got is these kind of exterminating, you know, brands of things that got them to do. And you're like, how can you work on so many people as a human being that are trying to tell you things that are not helping you become the better part of you as connected as a human being, as you exchange conversations with people? People go to all kinds of social gatherings, networking events, to turn to evolve people, right? But then you got so many people that it's so much of toxic chemicals inside of them molding that, that it's so contaminated for you to get inside the actual a place where people's conversations are. It's like, I'm just overwhelmed with this kind of obesity fast food spirit. You know, people have, in turn, have gave you so much pollution that they want you to sit down and go through the steps and the actual, you know, presentations and, you know, steps on how to articulate no good. It's like, why don't you be trained to be no good? At this level, this is not something you're giving me. You know, you're not telling me, you know, how I could potentially be inspired, helping you and helping this experience. But no, you want to tell me, oh, you don't speak this language, oh, you're from this part of the world, and there's so many things that you created through human being experience that all that's out the window. It's like music. It's like, oh, yeah, you feel the music, oh, you like the experience. The connection is so positive. But when people try to tell you something, there's one person trying to tell you the whole experience of what your life is, and they haven't experienced your life. You look at this. How many moves you have seen in your life that had all kind of meaning, had all kind of facial experiences, had all kind of conversation levels, all kind of different sounds and people's voices. And this might come along with their prejudice, propaganda, you know, their social bias and spirit, and they try to create this kind of undertone. You know, they be sitting here and changing their racist behavior as it's something to be like a stage. They rehearse this, and it's a system, right? And you have people that try to convey this actual system in their platform. And look at this. This is not for us to be involved with, right? As we move along, we're seeing different things. So how can everybody tell me the same experience is the same thing? We're a different place, you know. We're emotionally, like, you're telling me this is not right, and we are in a different place. How can you be everywhere and have the same information? How is that exactly the same, right? You say to yourself, what have we did? Have we just stole this like dust? Have we just put our fingers out like you sprinkle something over your food? Have we just spread these kind of situations over everywhere and polluted cross-contamination? Because this is what we're getting. If too many people team up, if you go to different places, how can you have the exact same experience going to different places? If you come with a different mindset, how can you have the same experiences when you go somewhere else and it's different people? Why do people think the same thing? What are you saying that's resonating to them the same way? Think about that. If you go to somebody else, then you have a different experience. Even if you're talking to how everybody feel the same thing. People think different. How people have the same understanding. Make sense?
Dang, you just spun my head. Look, I think I want to help each and everybody out there who's going to hear this at some point. Everybody, look at this as the first step to seeing the change for the past being the change for the future. You literally heard this and decided a change needed to be made. Oh, please get involved with our cause. It is 6:19 right now. Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Hey, sir. I think this number is 515-605-9709. Is it 9707?
No.
09-1-515-605-9709. All right, sir. One second, please. I'm about to call this number. I'm about to check because I don't want to be bothered right now.
Oh, boy. Okay. Good people. ask yourself, those of you out there who are basically are in abusive relationships, and some might be abusing yourselves, and not even the pleasurable descent. God, I'm talking about just ways that you are cutting yourself down and refusing to reach for that brass ring.
Hey, bro, I've been giving people the other Blog Talk number. Oh, man. That's hilarious. I've been neglecting people with the wrong number. Whoa.
Wait. What happened exactly?
What happened was, she had the other program number for the Blog Talk show, and the last two digits are different. So that show is never shows going up. You never, like, you call in and you never gonna get a show because that's a different, show program. So you know, and so when I call that number, I always say no shows is coming on that 24 hours, and it's not the same show. So whenever someone calls, like, they're never gonna get a show. And that, I gave someone the show number earlier, and I gave them the other number. They didn't better call the show. You know, things happen. Life moves on. So tell us some more, man. Just give us some information on how do we, from your viewpoint, how, in your desires, how happiness look to you?
Well, let's see. For me, sorry, I hit the wrong button there. To me, happiness would be, I don't know, if I could just personally not have the condition I've got. Like, I've got a head full of bad memories and bad circumstances and bad stuff. You know, and if I could just not have that, if I could just get all the clutter out of me and just move towards something better, it would make up for all the unhappiness I had.
Hey, you know what to tell you?
What?
Once you take the desire and truly be desire, you don't have to worry about explaining what you mean to people in ability. You would live that, and they would see it, and they would, it's like, when someone's cooking, you can smell it, right? If it's burning, you can smell it. Like for example, if you're cooking popcorn and you cook it too long, what's going to happen? You're going to smell it. Oh, it's going to be a nasty smell, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to see distraction and destruction in your life or in other people's lives to try to focus on that. It's more when you are focusing on people's lives when you can't help yourself, where things look like you're trying to help them, but they can see that you can't help yourself, so they really don't want to, they don't want your advice. That's what happens, right? Like, you could be somebody's face. Now, every person not going to necessarily have the same response, right? But if you're moving into your life and you're truly at happiness, and happiness is feeling itself, you'll be able to have more consideration and more patience in a lot of ways that you may not have because you need some help and need patience, right? And people don't see those things. Like, people want you to have patience when you have opposition of your own you're dealing with, right? And that's another thing that people neglect you on. Like, hey, they want you to have the personality that they want you to have for what they're dealing with, but they're not even considering what you're dealing with. It's like, how can you not at least have the consideration that I am helping you, but you want me more to be your actual, you know, slave, and you say, well, I want you to be kind of like bound down and be a servant to them, where it's not supposed to be about you being a servant, it's about you being helpful to their life. Now, I get, well, you don't want someone, I know the person you're helping them, they don't want you to talk to them disrespectful, but if you're going through something and you help, normally what happens in society, bro, is people that are helping them, they're going through so much and they try to take the couple minutes they don't really have. And they stress themselves thin, and a person's mistake that because they're important of themselves, I think you're supposed to give them more than what you're worth to that time for your actual freedom. And then that may go left. You may lose your life because the person values themselves way above you. And they're not taking what you're saying in the capacity that you're giving to them from your viewpoint. They're taking it in a way of their level and how it affects them. And so, man, you can lose your life that way, dealing with somebody that don't appreciate and don't understand where you're coming from and how you went out your way to accommodate them from a level that you are beyond that level, right? And a lot of times people close it up, right? One of the things people do all the time, they close things up that they know is valuable, because if you leave out anything that's still valuable, it's going to have problems, right? So, for example, if you open up a loaf of bread, right, depending on what kind of bread it is, you have to close it up. What's going to happen to the bread? It's going to get what? Hard, right? If you have some chips and you open them up, what's going to happen to the chips? They get hard, right?
Yeah.
If you have a soda and you open up the soda and you go outside, you go take care of something, and you start talking to somebody outside, 20, 30 minutes go by, and then you decide to walk in, is that soda dependent on the soda? It's going to be flat.
Oh, yeah, you got it right.
That's the same way when you're dealing with people, they can make your importance seem not important because they're not important, right? So it's very important to understand when people devalue you, you got to keep your importance, your quality up to standards of what you are, right? So it's like if you don't take no bath over a week of time, I don't care how much money you have, because you're going to be misspelled. It's going to look bad. Right?
Yeah. You know, I've actually let myself go a few times. I just, the depression got to me. You know something? I need this program myself. I shouldn't just be hosting. I should be on it. That's what it's all about. We're all about helping each other, isn't it? Isn't it?
Right. And that's what we're doing. You know, one of the things about help is something that goes both ways. Help is pushing. When you're looking weights up, as you're pushing.
Huh.
And as you get the elevation of where you want to pick up on the stand or pick on the ground, it's that what makes you stronger, right? You start being strong like the weight muscles, right? You be stronger and stronger and stronger, right?
So
that's what it is to deal with someone. But guess what happened? The day you forget and be lazy and you lift that weight up and you say, hey, this weight know me because I'm strong. You don't let that weight go, what's going to happen to you? It's going to bust you in the face. So whatever life is dealing with people, I don't care how many people you help, all you need to have is one person to have a misunderstanding. That person can make you lose everything that you worked up to that point on.
No.
So that's the thing, you know what I mean? It's people that you helping and have help, and they can do more harm to you by saying things to the person you're helping and make that person more uncomfortable. This person starts feeling anger. And now it's, you know, you're saying things that you're not necessarily aware of because the people you helped, they really want you to help them, and that can be a toxic space because the person who everything you say is derogatory. And you're not necessarily saying it from your viewpoint. You're saying it because you're trying to relate to the people that's talking. And that person, you know, it can be devastating. So comedian Organic OK, and this is Talk Dude. Talk Dude, what's your final word before the show is wrapped up?
Call in. Get involved. Come on, you can be on this show, and we can talk about how we're making positive steps for that greater, grander future. There is a possibility to create a utopia, heaven on earth, in the here and now, with ambrosia for all. It is possible. People, take that first step, no matter what you're doing. This is, once again, this is seeing the change for the past, being the change for the future. And to any of you who might be listening at some point, we invite you to call. We're going to call into our next one. We invite you to basically get involved. Find a way. Get involved. People, please. Let's get involved. Let's do it. Let's do it now. I implore you. Thank you all for tuning in to seeing the change for the past, being the change for the future. Thank you for getting involved in the cause. Those of you who will eventually do, thank you. Good night.